High pressure that was in control over the weekend has moved well off the coast, and a complex storm system is approaching from the Great Lakes region. A coastal low near the Delmarva will strengthen as it lifts northeastward for the Canadian Maritimes by later this evening. As that storm races to the northeast, the inland low will weaken, transferring its energy and moisture, and steadier rain will eventually taper to showers later in the day. Gusty winds will develop in the wake of the system as it rapidly intensifies and high pressure begins to build in its wake. Now, since most of our area will be between the lows for much of the day, the precipitation is expected to be particularly heavy, albeit steady, until late in the day when the inland low is swallowed up by the intensifying coastal system. Showers may linger into Monday night for the higher terrain off to the north, and colder air wrapping into the system may change some of that precipitation over to snow later tonight. In the wake of the storm, winds will become gusty out of the west and northwest and could exceed 40 to 50 miles an hour, and will remain strong through much of the day Tuesday, with possible wind advisories being posted during Tuesday as well. With high pressure settling in, the wind will subside heading into Wednesday, but that subsidence will be short-lived as that area of high pressure continues to move out of the region headed into Thursday, and a powerful area of low pressure develops across the upper Midwest. There's still many discrepancies in the models regarding this late time period in the forecast, and more details will come into play as the models clarify the situation. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe storms across central and southern Florida. Locally damaging winds and marginally severe hail appear possible with a few storms over central and southern Florida this afternoon. A shortwave trough over the Great Lakes should progress off the North Atlantic coast by early in the day on Tuesday. In the west, an upper low will dig south and become centered over the Great Basin. For central and southern Florida, a few strong storms might develop along sea breeze boundaries this afternoon, although a warm nose around 700 millibars should suppress deep convection until later in the afternoon. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Sunday of 11 below at Antero Reservoir in Colorado to a high Sunday of 91 degrees at McAllen, Texas. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, rain mainly during the morning, but a chance of showers heading into the afternoon. High temperatures will be up near 60 degrees. Winds will shift from the northeast to the west as we head through the afternoon as well. In Boston, rain likely, possibly a thunderstorm, and some of those storms could produce heavy rains. Areas of fog in the morning and in the afternoon. High temperatures in the middle 40s. And in Buffalo, showers mainly during the afternoon. Temperatures falling to near 40 degrees by 3 p.m. It'll be quite windy with a south wind from 15 to 25 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon and could gust as high as 40 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 50 degrees with a record of 85 set in 1945. Normal minimum temperature is 30 degrees with a record of 3 above set in 1923. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 28th, 2016. Sunrise, 6:44 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:17 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. For today, rain cooler with highs in the mid-40s, winds becoming south in the afternoon. Monday night, it'll be mostly cloudy with rain showers likely mainly during the evening hours and lows overnight in the mid-30s with a west wind 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 30 possible. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, rain today with highs in the lower 50s, winds becoming southwest in the afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be in the upper 30s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour could gust as high as 30 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, rain today with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain showers likely during the evening, then a chance of rain and or snow showers after midnight. It'll be cold with lows in the lower 30s. Winds 15 to 20 miles an hour out of the west and could gust as high as 35 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, rain today, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers during the evening, lows in the mid-30s, west winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts to 35 possible overnight. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to south of Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, rain today with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers in the evening, otherwise lows in the mid-30s. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to 35 possible. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, mostly sunny, windy, and cool with highs in the low and mid-40s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, less wind, milder, highs in the low and mid-50s. Thursday, afternoon showers, likely highs in the low and mid-60s. Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. And Saturday, partly sunny and cooler with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina.